This radio show is a paid placement.
It's time for Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, your retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Alan and Troy's team helps with the X's and O's of your financial plan, helping to make sure you have the winning playbook before the clock runs out on your working years. So let's drop the puck, break the huddle, and tip things off. This is Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton.
Welcome to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches. That, of course, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always go to the website to learn more, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Find out about upcoming events. Find out more about Alan, Troy, and the team. A lot of great information on the website. But they put on a lot of events. Troy will teach some classes at Louisville Shelby campus. So you got an opportunity to sign up for some of those as well. But all that information is on the website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. And, of course, you can always call and say, hey, what do you got coming up? I would like to go learn something about Social Security. Or it's an election year. Should I be moving things in my portfolio? I don't really know. You can always call and talk to the team. 502-273-1188. 502-273-1188. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. Alan, do you think there's any chance Troy will be leaving Mercurio Wealth Advisors to take over Kentucky basketball?
You know, he's been a coach in the past, but it's been a long time ago. He's not going to pick up the reins of Kentucky basketball, I'm sure.
No. Well, they haven't called me, so. And if any coaching job popped up, I would not want to go to UK. Sorry.
They pay good, though.
They drove Coach Calloway.
You could get a nice retirement package.
That's a hotbed for coaches. I think that the expectations of coaches there is probably the highest in the country. I mean, maybe Kansas or Duke is a little bit higher, but
yeah, I'd be right there. Yeah.
You're definitely in the spotlight in that position. I think he just decided it was time to look for a little bit less spotlights to be in, I guess, maybe.
It's a tough time to be, especially if you're old, you know, been in coaching for a long time, like Calipari and Bill Self and those guys. Because of the transfer portal, the NIL, you're recruiting your own team every year. I mean, you're like a junior college coach now. I mean, you have to keep recruiting your players. It's a tough, tough deal. That's not what we're going to talk about today. We're not talking about basketball today. We're talking about, what if you live to the age of 100? Are you going to be okay? Will your money last as long as you need it if you live to the age of 100? I don't know, Alan, do you buy this? It says most of us like the idea. Well, I think we all buy this. Most of us like the idea of living a long and healthy life. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I'm personally not excited about living to the age of 100. How do you talk to people about the financial risk of longevity, though? Do people still, you know, hey, let's plan for a, you know, 95 or 100 in your retirement plan. No, Alan, nobody, we never live that long in our family. It's like 80 or 82. Let's just plan that long. You ever hear that?
Well, we always hear that. I think that a lot of folks will say, you know, there's no way that we're going to make it to age 100. And because as part of our process, we typically will explain that we are looking to make sure that your money lasts until age 100. And, you know, every once in a while, somebody will say exactly that, is that there's no way that I'm going to live to age 100 or whatever. I need to just plan shorter. And I said, well, what if? What happens if you get to age, you plan to age 82 and 81 and a half, you realize, hey, I'm really healthy, but I'm out of money. You know, so you got to make sure that you're at least looking at that, is looking at the longevity aspect of it. How long is it going to take? And I think that the hardest thing to really grasp is when you start thinking about the cost of goods and services today, you think, okay, well, let's say I got $1 million saved. I think I should be able to make that with my Social Security. Maybe I got a pension. I can make it with that and make it to age 100 with that. But then if you're just looking at today's cost and you're not calculating inflation, all you got to do is really look back 20 years, 25 years, 30 years and see, remind yourself of what things cost back then and compare them to what they cost now, and then try to calculate that going forward 30 years. That's what the beauty of the plan is that we do add a historic inflation in there. We look at the cost of things and how those costs are going to rise. One of the things that our planning does actually was Social Security does have a cost of living adjustment that's built into it. So that does automatically increase. It gives you a little bit more leverage as you go. But yeah, I mean, it's a big challenge to make sure that your money's going to last as long as you do. That's why we always talk about, you know, retiring now, you could be in retirement for the next 30 or 40 years.
That is a long time to be retired. So right now, Troy, there are more than 100,000 people in the U.S. that are 100 years of age or older. 100,000. Now, not surprisingly, I don't think, 78% of those are women. So for you, Troy, and your team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors, what does that statistic mean to you?
Well, for one, women live longer than men. But for two, it really shows the importance that both people need to be on the same page. For a married couple, both individuals need to be on the same page when it comes to retirement planning, even if one person is the primary planner and primarily focuses on the investing part of it and does all the conversations with the advisor, the spouse needs to be involved as well. And historically, we've seen more men involved in this process, but as time goes on, I see more and more women kind of taking over this role and being more of the planner in the house, making sure all the finances and stuff are taken care of. And this tends to be more and more important because if women are living longer than men, then they need to know exactly what's going on, where their plan is at every second of the day, how their income is going to last. Basically, if something happens to your spouse, what income will you lose? Do you have a way to replace that income? So that's what we really focus on when we're building a plan, is making sure we look at all those options and see what kind of risk are out there and not really avoid them, but how to replace income if something does come up, or if a health crisis comes up, how do we pay for that? How do we take care of that? It's really taking into account all of these risks that are out there that are not only focused on, we're not really just looking at the market risk. We're looking at longevity risk. We're looking at the risk of losing somebody's income, health risk. So there's a lot of different things that we're looking at when we're building a Retirement 360 game plan. And that's what we really try to bring to light and show you through our process, is if something happens in the future, here's what your outcome could be if you don't change anything, or here's what it could be if we do change some stuff around.
And I would think longevity is something that's in your book, right, Troy?
It is. We do talk about longevity a lot because it is a huge risk that we all run into. Some people, like you said, 78% of those 100,000 people or 78,000 women are over 100 years old. And that statistic, actually, just 100,000 people over 100 years old surprises me. I don't know any people over 100 years old, but that's just me. But it is very interesting. And we do talk a lot about longevity. And that is a good point there, Mark. You should reach out. What we're offering is a copy of our book. We'll send you actually a copy in the mail. If you text the word book to 502-273-1188, text the word book, and you'll get a couple auto responses. If just reply and give us the information, we'll have Char give you a call Monday morning to get your address so we have a place to send the book. But what that book will give you is a lot of information about our retirement planning process, what you can expect going into retirement planning. One of the biggest issues we see is people don't know the questions to ask when starting this process. So it will give you a lot of examples that we run through, that we've ran into through our experience, our career. So it's a lot of good, helpful information when starting out this retirement journey. Again, text the word book to 502-273-1188.
So, Alan, here's a couple things that I think are kind of interesting. I was reading this, and it was talking about home insurance premiums. And in the state of Florida, they're up 42%. But I think that's up everywhere across the country because homes are worth more, so your insurance premiums go up. And then I was talking to another guy that his house is paid off. He's 72 years of age, still works kind of because he likes to do what he does. And he said, you know, my house is paid off. He goes, but I think with taxes and everything else, I need $20,000 a year just to pay for all the stuff I have to pay for, insurance and taxes and all that. Maybe we kind of forget about those kind of things and we're trying to figure out what we need. And then, you know, will our money last as long as we need it to?
Yeah, we've had that question a lot. And in the planning process, we send out a form that really dives into the details of what your actual monthly cost and outgo is or outflow is. And one of those items is we have a line for a mortgage, but we also have a line for insurance and taxes. Because at some point you're going to pay off the home mortgage, but those taxes and insurance are going to continue to go. And we always calculate average inflation on those. They're going to continue to go up. So it's a good point. You're still going to have an annual cost to keep your house or living space updated. You're going to have to keep insurance on it. You're going to have to keep paying taxes on the property and everything. So that is part of the planning process to make sure that all of those little details are looked at, calculated, make sure that, that we can get to that magical age of 100 and still have money left over. Or as some people say, hopefully their last check will bounce, but that timing that out's not very likely, but you know, just making sure that you have money left throughout your lifetime.
So final thing, Troy, before we're just getting started today on Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Glad you're with us. We got a lot to get to, but final question for this segment. You know, we think about, all right, how much money do we need to be able to retire? What's our number? And we all probably do have a number, but it varies. Some people need, you know, $4,000 a month. Some need $10,000 a month. Some need $15,000 a month. Everybody's situation is unique. So is there a magic number, which I suppose we all have one, but I don't know if we really would have a magic number. Hey, you need to plan for X age, and now you're good. I mean, if you can get them to 100, I suppose if they lived 102, they're on their own. I don't know. Is there a magic number?
No, there's not a magic number. Everybody is different. Everybody's plan is completely unique. Everybody's situation's unique. And that's the whole point of going through the Retirement 360 game plan process, is figuring out exactly what your needs are, what your goals are, and being able to build a plan with the savings that you've accumulated over your career, and making sure that that money that you've put aside for retirement will be able to take care of you. And there are certain tools that will allow that income to maybe be guaranteed throughout your lifetime. No matter if you lived 100 or 110, you'll still get that income, but then also have your money invested that matches your risk tolerance, that you're not taking too much risk, but that fits your profile, and make sure that you're comfortable when the market's getting a little volatile. So we need to make sure that plan is designed around you, your situation. So you're right, Mark, that there is no perfect number. Like Alan said, we shoot for that age 100, and almost, I would say 90% of the time, people say, well, I'm not going to live to 100, but we are seeing that more and more people are living to that age. So we need to plan for it. And if you come up short of that age, then it just shows that you do have extra money. But if you live longer than that, then we want to make sure you're taken care of as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a great time just to say, you guys that are listening this morning, just make sure that you're thinking about the whole process of planning your retirement and how long you need to plan. And that's why, again, we're offering the book that Troy put together about our process. It's called the Retirement 360 Game Plan. And it really does answer all the questions, or at least lays the questions out there. It may not answer all of them, but it lays the questions out there that you need to really consider going into retirement. So you can text the word book to 502-273-1188. Or you can just call that number, schedule a 15-minute conference with either Troy, myself, or one of the coaches here at the office to just get your process started and make sure that you're on the path for a long retirement and a successful retirement. So again, text the word book to 502-273-1188 to get your copy, or just give us a call and we can schedule a time to sit down and talk.
So we're just getting started. We got a lot to get to on today's Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan and Troy, back with more right after this. Stay with us.
Call right now. Schedule a 15-minute phone call to get started on creating your own Retirement 360 scorecard from Mercurio Wealth Advisors. 502-273-1188. That's 502-273-1188.
Most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? When's the best time to take Social Security? And is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You'll learn a lot, and all you have to do is register. Seating is limited, though, so don't delay. To pick the day and time that works best for you, go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com to make your reservation. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton and the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Welcome back to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always go to the website to learn more, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. You can also go to the events tab and find out what's coming up. They do a lot of events in-house. They do a lot of events at local restaurants. They also, Troy, typically will teach some classes throughout the year at our University of Louisville Shelby campus. So again, that's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Questions 502-273-1188. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? All those questions you have, 502-273-1188. We've all heard this saying, it's not what you make, it's what you keep that counts. And to a degree, it's maybe less about the number of dollars you've saved, more about the strategies you use with your savings. So the idea is your money should be moving in the same direction for a singular purpose, which is, of course, your retirement. So, Troy, what are some things we can do to get our money moving in the right direction for our retirement?
One of the biggest things to focus on is your, I hate to say this word, budget. And anytime I bring this up to my wife, she looks at me with a certain look that I really don't want to have this conversation. But budgeting is big. Knowing how much is going out and how much is coming in. I mean, just looking at mine, we looked over it this past week and looking at all the different streaming services, because we have DirecTV Stream and then you throw in Apple TV and all these other ones and they start to add up. And Yellowstone's not on anymore, or they're not making any more episodes. So I don't know why I still have that one that plays Yellowstone. So we're getting rid of some of the streaming stuff. And it's just finding ways you can cut back, making sure we're spending our money efficiently. And that's just as important as saving, but that you need to focus on it first and sit down and create a budget and know what's going out and stick to it.
Alan, other things?
Yeah, I think that the first thing that comes to mind, and basic rules of financial planning, is that you need to develop, you know, once you have your budget and everything, you want to develop an emergency fund. That emergency fund typically is your first savings account, the first thing that you know, start to accumulate money for or build money in. Once you get a certain dollar amount in there and you feel comfortable with what liquidity you have, maybe it's $10,000, maybe it's $20,000. You know, some people need to have $50,000 in their emergency fund. From there, you start to do your investing, and you want to have a diversified portfolio. You want to look at tax-efficient investing. Try to make sure that you're, once you've built that all out, that you're reviewing that regularly, you're rebalancing those investments. You want to make sure that you're maximizing your employee benefits. That typically means that you're putting into a 401k or a 403b or something like that, which if you're doing that on a regular basis, that creates what they call dollar cost averaging. So a lot of these things are just basic financial planning rules that you may have already heard of or maybe implementing yourself now as you're getting closer to retirement. But those things can still be a big factor once you've decided to retire, once you start looking at retirement. Now you got to start thinking about, how do I start taking this money out in the most tax efficient manner possible so that, you know, Uncle Sam doesn't turn into my primary beneficiary? We want to make sure that we're pulling that money out in efficient ways to fund our lifestyle.
One thing you hit on right there, Alan, was the making sure Uncle Sam's not one of your primary beneficiaries. The thing that kind of pops out to me that we talk about in the class, in both workshops, classroom style and the dinner workshops, is we talk about the disappearing of the stretch IRA. So for example, let's say my mother had a 401k and when she passed away, it was $1 million. Prior to this change, if I'm the only beneficiary of that, yes, I cut my brother out of the will, but I'm the only beneficiary of my mother's 401k, I could take distributions of that pre-tax money over my lifetime. So smaller distributions over my lifetime. They took this stretch IRA away, and now I have 10 years to deplete that portfolio. So let's say my mother passed away at age 80, and now I'm 55, probably making the most money I've ever made, which puts me in the higher tax bracket. So now I have to deplete $1 million portfolio within 10 years, and that's going to increase my tax significantly, all because this little rule changed. So it's small things like that that people miss out on when they are doing things by themselves and not really knowing all of the rules. One thing I would encourage you to do, we wrote a book last year called Retirement 360 Game Plan. It goes through a lot of the questions that come up during our meeting process, a lot of our experience over the past 20 or 30 years of planning for retirements and helping families get through all of these questions, all of their options. And it gives you a good starting place. If you'd like a copy of this book, text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188. You'll get an automatic response. We will follow up with you to confirm some of the information, but we'll get a copy of that book out to you the following week. Again, text the word book to 502-273-1188.
Boy, and we've done this the last few weeks. A lot of people are wanting the book. It gives them an opportunity to kind of do their own maybe research and understanding of retirement by reading through that book, Retirement 360 Game Plan, by the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. Great opportunity. Just text the word book to 502-273-1188. No cost to you whatsoever. But when you get it and read through it, you might have some questions. Then you might want to call and come in and sit down with the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. Alan, one of the biggest parts of retirement planning that is a challenge for a lot of people. You know, my grandparents, I've talked about it before, I'm 64. So my grandparents retired in the 70s. They had Social Security and they had pensions. So income was not their factor. Now, it was a super high inflation time period, the 70s and 80s. So there were other issues, but income was not one of their main issues. For me, all I have is a 401k. I have no pension. So income is a big challenge. Talk about that. Income is a big focus for our retirement and for today's retirees. How do we take that savings, a 401k or the IRAs or whatever, and turn it into income in retirement?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the first step is still creating that retirement budget too, making sure you know what your outflow is and what your need for income coming in is a key factor in that. But you're exactly right. I mean, most of our generation now, we don't have access to a pension plan. So you said like mom and dad didn't really need income because they had Social Security and they may have a small pension or something like that. Now, a lot of the companies have just done away with pensions and plugged in the 401ks, the 403bs, all of the savings plans that we're allowed to use now and defer those taxes and things. And we've been using those for the last several years, maybe the last 30, 40 years, we've been using those types of vehicles to do that. But now you got to take that money and create that income. So there are ways to create guaranteed sources of income. You can use the, you know, you're going to have Social Security, use your annuities. If you do have some kind of a pension, you obviously won't have that. But annuities are a great way to create a single source of income coming in every month that's reliable, dependable, sustainable, that is coming in, you know, regardless of what's going on in the marketplace. The thing I like about using these is because we can pinpoint a dollar amount that you need now on a monthly basis, and we can pretty much back into it and say, okay, well, this, by using this annuity or this series of annuities or whatever, it's going to create some, you know, X number of dollars every month, and it'll go on for the rest of your life or for a certain period of time, however it's set up. But I think that's the thing that most people want to have, that surety that they know that money's coming in. Now, I also understand that there's a certain segment of our listening audience that doesn't like the word annuities. And that's fine. You can build an income plan just from taking money out of your portfolio. You just have to know that it's going to be more flexible. It's in times of volatility in the marketplace, your income might be disrupted for a period of time or something of that nature. So as long as you can live with those features of a plan like that, you know, that's okay. You can have that kind of plan too. Once we have those guaranteed sources or that income question stabilized, then we want to look at how do we optimize our Social Security benefits? Are there ways that we can take Social Security either early or later to get more out of it? Is there a better way of doing it than just claiming it at 62 and taking it just because we're eligible for it? So I think those are, you know, first things that we start to look at.
So quickly, Troy, I heard this. Morningstar has come out with a report that says, hey, the 4% rule is back in effect. You're good at 4%. But they did say, well, last year was 3.2%. I don't think we want variable amounts of money that we can take out year to year. That makes it even more complicated, I would think.
It does. And most people like knowing what's coming in on a monthly basis and don't like to change that from month to month because it messes with their lifestyle. So that's what I would encourage people to do. Is the easiest thing is reach out. Let's have a 15-minute coaching call just to see where you're at. Give us a call at 502-273-1188. Give us a quick message with your name, phone number, where we can call you back Monday morning. Schedule a 15-minute call with Alan or myself to go over your options, to go over your situation, and see if you have any of these unanswered questions to where it might make more sense to come into the office and have a full meeting and go through our Retirement 360 scorecard process. But this coaching call is the first part where we can sit down, have a conversation over the phone, and see if it even makes sense for us to go that next step. Again, give us a call at 502-273-1188. and for that free coaching call.
Yeah, and for the free book, just text the word book to that same number, 502-273-1188. Troy and Alan back with more of Retirement 360. We're here with Louisville's retirement coaches. We got more right after this.
You know what you want to do in retirement. Got a good idea? But do you know how to make it a reality? Hey, it's Tony Vannetti. If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton. They are your Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does that actually cover? And is there a way to lower your tax bill? Gain valuable insights on these questions and much more. Pick the day and time that works best for you at Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. That's Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. Seating is limited and spots fill up fast, so reserve your seat now. Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Call right now. Schedule a 15-minute phone call to get started on creating your own Retirement 360 scorecard from Mercurio Wealth Advisors. 502-273-1188. That's 502-273-1188.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you'd like a copy of their book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, that's a process they walk their clients through. Income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare decisions, all those things we have to think about in retirement. If you'd like a copy of the book, just text the word book to 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. So we're talking about how to make our money work for us in retirement. Certainly it starts with income. We've got to replace the paychecks that are no longer coming in. One of the challenges, Alan, and you've been doing this for a long time. You got into the business back in 1986. So you've been in this business a long time. And the business has changed, I think.
Oh, definitely.
There's no question about that. So how do we figure out the type of financial advisor that we should be talking to? Because typically the stockbroker way, and they do great jobs for people and helping them grow their money, but if they're handling your money for retirement, their typical rule of thumb is, well, if you need money, just call and we'll send you the money. That's right. Not exactly the plan that you come up with for your retirees. So how do we find the right type of financial advisor to guide us?
No, back in the day, and as you point out, back in 86 and early 90s and everything, it was very typical to deal with a stockbroker. And again, that's not wrong to do that. It's just a different type of transaction, and they are more transaction oriented. So if you're doing things on your own or kind of want to be more involved, then you're just having somebody that maybe makes those trades for you. Nowadays, that we've moved into the Vanguards, Fidelities, the Charles Schwabs of the world and everything, you can sign up with them. You can open up an account. You can make those trades and transactions on your own. So a lot of times you don't need the stockbroker type persons. And again, it's not a bad thing, but it's changed. And now when you're getting ready to make these decisions that's going to impact the rest of your life, I always call it, we're dealing with the business of your life savings. So we want to make sure that we're doing it right. And one little mistake, I made this comment earlier in the show. You know, I had a client that checked one box wrong on a form that he got from his employer, and it cost him $300,000 in taxes. It was going to cost him that over time anyway, but it just cost him at the wrong time of his life. So those are the types of things that you don't want to do and have that kind of response or that kind of a action. But I think that the thing that you want to start looking at and how you want to bring in a financial advisor into your team is you got to be really clear with your goals. You need to understand exactly what you want, what you're trying to accomplish in the next 20 years of your retirement. Are you going to be a couple that travels a lot? Or are you going to be somebody that, you know, wants to buy a second home or a location in a warmer climate? Are you going to sell the main home? Those are things that we're going to talk about. So you just need to be clear about what your goals are and make sure that they understand what your goals are and what you're trying to accomplish in the future. Consider the advisor's experience and specialization. I think one of the mistakes a lot of folks make is that they've been with an advisory team for a period of 10 or 15 years, you know, accumulating assets. and you decide to use the same advisory team going into retirement when they're going to be distributing these assets. Well, to me, that's like using a primary physician throughout your life to manage your health. But then when you have a problem with your heart, you continue to use the primary physician instead of going to a cardiologist. You want to have somebody that specializes in retirement, making sure that you don't miss the little things that are going to possibly trip you up, cause you additional problems, maybe more taxes or something of that nature. So I think making sure that you pick an advisor that has a specialization in one area is a good thing. You always want to ask about fees. You want to make sure that you understand how fees are being charged. A lot of people say they charge 1%, but then they use mutual funds in their portfolio. So the mutual fund may charge another 1 or 1.5% or something like that. So you're all in paying 2 or 2.5%, which is pretty high for management fees. So you got to understand how that all works. Those are just a few things I can think of. Troy, you can probably throw in a couple of others.
Yeah. When you're talking about consider the experience and specialization, you're talking about the accumulation phase versus the distribution phase, which that's what we focus on the most, and knowing what the goals are. And when you start to approach retirement, if you start to have these conversations with your advisor and you start to bring up taxes, how they're increasing at the end of 2025 and what you should be doing now to prepare for that. And if you kind of get that deer in the headlights look, or you get referred to the CPA, then maybe it's time to look elsewhere or start to explore some other options, because that's what we focus on with our clients and our families that we help, is we want to look at everything. Now, we don't prepare taxes, but we are setting down, we are going through a tax analysis with your investments, trying to put you in the best possible scenario that we can and save you as much on taxes as possible, because we don't want one of those retirement budget line items, a huge one, we don't want to be taxes. We want you to keep more of your money than we give to Uncle Sam. Now, there are strategies that we can use to accomplish that, but if you're not hearing those options, if you have to take ideas to your advisor, then it might not be a good fit. You might want to start looking elsewhere. So yeah, that's what I would add to what you're talking about. You hit on all the really good points there. The best thing to know for everybody out there is really you need to know your options. We preach this time and time again. You need to know your options. You need to know exactly how this money's coming out of your 401k or out of your investments when you retire. You know when your paychecks are going to start, how long they're going to last, how they're going to grow, will they keep up with inflation? Because most people are worried that they're going to run out of money before they run out of life. So we need to make sure that you have that information. That way you can go into retirement feeling very confident about what's going on.
502-273-1188 is the number to chat with Alan, Troy, and the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. There's no cost for this. You might not be a good fit. They may not be a good fit for you, but you don't really know that. So one of the opportunities I think you have is by talking with the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors, you get an opportunity to get some clarity into your picture. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Those types of questions. 502-273-1188. Troy, you haven't done this as long as Alan, but you've been in this game for a long time. You sit down with a lot of different folks. Are there signs that you see that when you sit down with somebody, you're like, man, we could really benefit them because they don't understand everything that I think they need to understand? Or are there signs that you see that your team could really help them?
Yeah, there's a lot of signs that come up during our conversation. You know, our discovery visit, which is our first meeting here in the office, where we sit down with the family and just have an open, candid conversation about what's going on in their life. Where are they at in their career? How long are they wanting to work? And when do they want to retire? Are they retiring early? And then what retirement looks like? Are they wanting to travel? Are they wanting to RV down in Florida or across the country? I asked Alan earlier if he's going to take his house on this trip that he's going on because he RVs a lot. So it's just stuff like that, that a lot of people aren't asking this information. And it's very vital to your plan because you've accumulated all this money in multiple different buckets over your career. And we have to figure out together how to distribute this money in the most tax efficient way that's going to last over your lifetime and take care of long-term care issues in the future, any health issues, anything that might come up, loss of income. So there's a lot of things that we really need to dive into. But usually in that first discovery meeting, when we start going through some of the information that we see, you can kind of see people almost get excited about the conversation because they've never really had this in-depth of a conversation. And we're not even talking about numbers. We're just talking about them and what their goals are. And it's a different conversation that I think they've had over their investing career. So that's where we can see that we can really help them because we are educating them just by having conversation about their life.
Yeah, I think that just really stands out to me in a lot of cases when we have that first discovery meeting is that we start talking about, you know, what are your goals for retirement? What do you want to do in retirement? And many times you can see folks have never really been asked that question before. They've never really, you know, even thought about that. You know, they come in to sit with a financial advisor and immediately think that you're going to talk to them about how to manage their account or how to, you know, increase their rate of return or how to, you know, whatever. They're thinking more of numbers and all that stuff. And we start talking about, well, what's your plan for retirement? What do you hope to accomplish in retirement? Over the next 20 years, is there a specific goal that you're trying to accomplish? You know, I've had folks when I've asked them that question say, well, you know, I've always thought about writing a book. I'd love to be able to figure out how to do that. That's a significant life goal that you want to try to accomplish. If you've got 20 years left of life and you haven't done it yet, maybe that's something that you want to try to focus on. So by having these conversations, it opens up the door to many other things. And like Troy said, I mean, you can actually see their eyes brighten up and, you know, they lean up on the table and they just really are now into it. And that's the thing. When we know we can help somebody start to look at those goals, and we may not be able to accomplish all of them, especially if you're trying to build a second home or something like that, it may not be in your, you may not have enough money saved for that. But by going through the process and helping you at least understand what the possibilities are, then it really kind of can help you to see where this is all going to go.
Yeah, let's finish then with how important is when you sit down with a couple or an individual, how important are realistic goals?
Well, I think that you want to be, you obviously want to be realistic about the goals, but you also want to test the water a little bit. If you've only saved $300,000 during your working life and you want to, you know, now build a new home and travel the world, hey, that's probably not realistic. But if you've saved $300,000 and your home's paid off and you do want to try to maybe buy a place in a warmer location or something like that, why not look at it? Why not try to see if that's possible? And that's one of the things that we've highlighted in the book that we've developed. Troy actually put our process together over the last year and he wrote this book. And it's been a game changer for a lot of folks because it answers a lot of these questions. It gets you thinking about the things that you need to talk to your financial advisor about, whether it's us or not. Our goal is for it to be us, but if we're not a good fit, then we're not a good fit. So one of the things that you can do today, folks, is you can call us on our number, 502-273-1188. You don't even have to call us. You can just text the word book to 502-273-1188, and that's going to send you an automatic text. We're going to follow up with, get some information from you, and we'll send you a copy of the book. We can send you actually a copy you can hold in your hand, or we can send you a digital copy either way. But it's a great way to get started to understand what your options are when you get ready to retire and to be ready for that conversation, whether it's with us or somebody else. But hopefully, you know, you come in and go through our process.
So, Troy, if somebody wanted you to send that digitally to their Kindle, don't ask Alan how to do that.
Don't ask me about how to do that.
Actually, just text the word book, and it'll come to you directly.
There you go. Text the word book to 502-273-1188. Troy wrote the Retirement 360 Game Plan, which is a process they walk their clients through. And so it gives you a great understanding of all the different areas you need to be pretty understanding. You don't have to know it all. I mean, that's why you team up with a team like Mercurial Wealth Advisors to help guide you, give you the options, and then you make the choice. 502-273-1188. Back with our final segment of today's Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Back right after this.
Most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? When's the best time to take Social Security? And is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You'll learn a lot, and all you have to do is register. Seating is limited, though, so don't delay. To pick the day and time that works best for you, go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com to make your reservation. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton and the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's Retirement Coaches. I'm Mark Elliott, Louisville's Retirement Coaches, of course, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. If you'd like to sit down and chat with them or just have a conversation, got some concerns, got some questions, boy, I think I've got enough. I hope I've got enough. Why not find out? 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. We're going to have a little timeless advice final segment, but Troy, I blew off the dad joke of the week, and I wanted to bring it back in for our final segment because it seems like you've had a run-in in this kind of a situation. Here's the dad joke of the week. Why did the balloon company close? It couldn't keep up with the high cost of inflation. You ran
into
that.
Yeah, I told you that was a sore subject for me. Yeah. Yeah, my one-year-old, during his birthday party, we had a balloon delivery. I think it was at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, probably an hour and a half before his birthday party started. And they didn't show up. So we actually called one of the other stores and they said, well, all their managers quit this morning and you can't get your balloons. So yes, I don't know if it was the price of inflation went up that much, but they all quit and we were out balloons. So yeah, sore subject. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. There you go. All right, little timeless advice. And these are things that stick in your mind, whether it was from a parent, a grandparent, a coach, a teacher, somebody that had an impact and maybe said something that really stuck with you. The quote I always like, Alan, is the one that, you know, you can't fool the person in the mirror. I kind of like that because I think a lot of us try to fool others, but we really can't fool ourselves. Anything stick out for either one of you, quote, that, you know, relatives said, a coach, teacher, any of that?
Well, I always go back to what my dad always said. He always said, make hay while the sun shines. And that's always, and I guess when I think about that quote, dad owned a home improvement business. And if it was raining outside, his installers or his workers weren't working because it's raining and they couldn't get out there and work in the rain. So I guess that kind of was fitting for him, is to make hay while the sun shines. He was out there, he was pushing his guys and gals to work as hard as they could when the weather was good, but it's always kind of stuck with me as well.
Yeah, makes sense. So here's the first timeless advice, comes from Charles Dickens, a giant in the literary world. Not somebody we typically think of when it comes to financial advice, however. He said this: annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, 19.6. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20.06. Result, misery. So I guess in the Queen's English, he's saying don't spend more than you make, Alan.
Yeah, and I think that's, that's...
Seems like good advice. I don't know if everybody can do it, though.
Very sound advice. And I guess that's something I've said over the years in the business, is that your expenses always rise to your level of income. And you have to be careful about that, because as you're trying to save for retirement or as you're trying to put money away for another time, if you're constantly increasing your expenses, then it's going to be impossible for you to save for that future self that you're looking for. It's no different with inflation and things going up in expenses. Those, you're automatically getting those kind of increases. So
say that again. That's a great quote.
Expenses always rise to your level of income. So
see,
you
I
have
like
to
that.
Be careful to not allow them to rise to your level of income. You need to keep a handle on your expenses. Troy's one of the best ones I've seen at this, as far as talking about budgeting and putting a budget together. And I know everybody hates the word budget, but the reality is all of us are on a budget. We don't have an infinite amount of income. So we have to figure out a way to spend 70, 80, 90% of it and keep that 10% or more for ourselves or for future selves.
Dang, where were you 20 years ago for my strategy? I could be retired at 64 if I'd have paid attention to that. I like that. So Eleanor Roosevelt once said this, Troy, it takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan. I think that's pretty good.
I think it's extremely good. So I have three kids, five and under, five, three, and one at this point. Since they've been born, my diet has just went completely out the window. So I've gained a good amount of weight over the years. And every morning I wake up and wish that weight would just disappear. Been wishing it away. And it never does. And it creates stress in my life. So what I did was actually seek somebody out, a dietitian, that is putting a plan together for me that will help me accomplish those goals. So it's the same thing. I think when you're wishing about things, you're thinking about what could happen and creating a lot more stress because nothing is happening because you're just wishing and you're not putting anything, any plan to action. So that was my action plan, is getting somebody, getting a coach to help me put an action plan into place and to keep me on track to make sure I stick with what my goals are and make sure I'm accomplishing them. Because sometimes that's the only way we can get things done. If we're just going to sit there and wish it, it will never happen. We need to create a plan and make sure that that does happen and we accomplish those goals. Same thing in retirement planning.
Troy, that blows my strategy. I try to watch fitness shows every now and again, thinking if I just sit there with a Mountain Dew that it should work.
And a bag of chips. That was my strategy too. Didn't work.
So here's the deal. The important part is having a plan. Well, to start that process, call the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. Have a conversation. Here's what we want to do. Here's what we're thinking. We're going to go. Maybe we're going to move. Right? We're going to stay here. We're going to travel. We're not going to travel. Whatever your situation, Alan and Troy and the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors here to help guide you. It's your money. It's your plan. But they can really help, I think. 502-273-1188 is the number. No cost to chat with them. 502-273-1188. Alan, Dave Ramsey, well known in the financial world, and I think he's right on when it comes to debt. I don't know if anybody should buy his theory in how to invest their money, but debt-wise, Dave Ramsey's pretty good at that. He said this, you must gain control over your money or the lack of it will forever control you.
Yeah, I think that's sage advice. I mean, I think that goes with anything. I mean, not only your money, but any kind of habit that you have that you're trying to change. You know, if you have a bad habit and you want to change it to a good habit, you got to gain control over that habit before you're going to change it, or it will forever control you as well. So we spend so much time talking about planning and building a plan and having the money that you need for retirement. And we just talked about, you know, if you're not careful, your expenses will rise to your level of income. So you have to understand what those expenses are for, what they're creating, what kind of experience they're creating for you, and gain control over those to control it in the future. Otherwise, it'll always control you.
Is a debt a challenge you run across? You know, that's maybe a bigger challenge? Than
not
maybe
so much. No? I mean, I think for the most part, when we're setting with folks that they've either, you know, paid off most of their debt, if not all of it. Occasionally we do have folks that'll come in, still have a mortgage or still have a car payment. And sometimes we have folks come in that are just hammered with debt. But I think for the most part, I guess in our experience anyway, or my personal experience, I see probably 10% of the people that are hammered with debt, but most of the folks have kind of controlled that. But that doesn't relieve the fear and the anxiety and the concern about the future and how things are going to go, because I think all of us have those types of fears and concerns. And so you still have to work through that. So that's kind of a long answer to a short question, but that's what we're spending most of our time with, you know, on the show today and then on the show every week and then talking with folks in our office and through our events.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Troy, final one to you, and I'll let you wrap up today's show. We've covered a lot of ground. Always enjoy my time with the Louisville retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. This comes from comedian Henny Youngman. And Troy, sad to say, I'm right there with Henny. I've got all the money I'll ever need if I die by 4 o'clock today.
If that ain't scary, I don't know what is. Yeah, if you've only saved enough money to get to 4 o'clock, if you have to pass away by that time, then we might not be able to help you, unfortunately. But if you have been a diligent saver for retirement and you have saved enough that you feel like you can retire, we would love to have a conversation with you. One thing I'll encourage you to do, we wrote a book last year called Retirement 360 Game Plan. It goes through a lot of the questions that come up during our meeting process, a lot of our experience over the past 20 or 30 years of planning for retirements and helping families get through all of these questions, all of their options, and it gives you a good starting place. If you'd like a copy of this book, text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188. You'll get an automatic response. We will follow up with you to confirm some of the information, but we'll get a copy of that book out to you the following week. Again, text the word book to 502-273-1188. We look forward to talking to you and hope you have a great weekend.
If you missed a show and want to catch up with Alan and Troy and the latest retirement planning topics, click on the media tab at louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions on how to best utilize stocks, bonds, life insurance, annuities, and other financial products, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Donald Allen Mercurio and Troy Bolton are investment advisor representatives of Mercurio Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Mercurio Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency and does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Kentucky and Indiana.